The city of Modesto in California's Central Valley has experienced its first combat death from the war in Iraq. As Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ tells us, Marine Corporal Michael Anderson Jr. died fulfilling a personal goal.
About a dozen relatives, friends, and neighbors have stopped by to quietly console Corporal Michael Anderson's father and stepmother. The family lives at the end of a cul-de-sac in one of Modesto's burgeoning new suburbs. Michael Anderson Sr., who works at a local auto mart, struggles to maintain composure as he explains to visitors how his worst nightmare became reality. When he returned to his office from lunch one recent afternoon, two Marines were waiting for him.
Captain asked me, "Are you Michael Anderson?" And I said, "Please don't tell me something I don't want to hear." He said, "Are you Michael Anderson?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Do you have a son, Michael Anderson Jr.?" I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "He was killed this morning in Fallujah."
Later in the week, Anderson was told his 21-year-old son died from machine gun fire while he and other Marines were in a firefight with five insurgents. In life, those who know him say Michael Anderson Jr. was a happy person. His stepmother, Angela, described him as a typical, easygoing California teenager.
He was just a good kid, never into drugs, never drinking. We never had problems with him. He loved music. He loved snowboarding. When he was younger, he was really into skateboarding.
Michael also had a dream. He wanted to be a Marine, in particular, a member of a special ops unit. But getting there wasn't easy. Marcia Cameron, his English teacher at Johansson High School in Modesto, says Anderson was more interested in cars and mechanical things than academics. But she says his desire to become a Marine compelled him to stay in school.
He did want to be in the Marines, and that was a goal he had, which obviously we were proud that he could graduate because that was necessary to be a Marine, and he made it.
With a diploma in hand, Anderson began training in 2001. By the time he arrived in Iraq in September of this year, his leadership skills had propelled him to the rank of corporal, and he was now responsible for a 12-member squad. But on December 14th, just 3 months later, he was killed in action. A funeral with full military honors is set for next Monday. Anderson's family has invited the entire Modesto community to the service. As a tribute to the fallen Marine, the Anderson's Christmas tree will not be decorated this year. As another gesture, his father has attached a sign to an American flag that hangs outside the family home.
I made that sign yesterday out of respect for him. It says, "Corporal Michael D. Anderson, we love you." And I attach it to that American flag. That sign's going to stay up as long as the weather will hold it.
For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.